Podcast is a mod, and I'm your host, Alex Kessler, with my co-host, Ben Bateman.
I'm a co-host. Like you said, what's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome back to the show. It's an exciting week, Alex. It's a very exciting week for us here on the Masters of Modern podcast because, also known as the MMcast, because we have
Time Travel.
Time Spiral Remastered previews going. And we previewed some cards last week, a whole bunch of time shifted. I don't think they're called that cards, but they've done a whole bunch. A lot of the sets been previewed. It looks epic. It's like going to be so much fun for us to talk about today. This is as excited for a paper set as I've been in a very long time.
Yeah. So the plan for today is because last week, if you go back and listen, we talked about Time Spiral in general and the history of Time Spiral and why it was cool. Since then, a bunch of new time shifted cards have been previewed. So we're going to go. This is kind of be our time shifted review of the set. We won't do a limited review or anything because we have to play it before we can do that. So talking about the actual cards is going to be harder, but we want to talk about like this process, kind of the response to it, how people feel about it and just like what we like about it. So on that note, one thing that I found has been really interesting on the online discourse side of this is that like, this is the biggest boomer magic versus zoomer magic moment. I think I've seen where like people are now making jokes about it, where like newer players have no nostalgia for this style of frame. And so to them, a lot of it's like, oh, this looks worse, right? This is ugly. I don't have nostalgia for it. There's another group, there's a middle group that like didn't play with these cards back in the day, but they do look cool and old and feel cool and they like it for like this moment. And then there's people obviously that love it. Like it's like, oh, this is like what I remember. This is what Magic should look. I saw like LSV tweeted being like, how much of this do I have to buy to make it so that every card is in this border from now on? Because obviously this is better. And so like it's like a really, it's an interesting generational thing where it's like, this is the first set in a while that I've seen like a distinct like, oh, this is just not for me. I'm glad other people are going to like it. And then there's some people being like, this is the best thing Magic has ever done. and like, I think you're in the later camp for sure.
It's just awesome. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how like, I think that like, I have gotten very used to the way new cards look. I have my affection for old cards, but I don't think that this is like, they need to look like this. I think it's actually sort of cool that they don't look like this and that that's what makes this special, you know, getting a Ponder with this old border and that artwork is not like special, except that we've never had Ponder with this old border and it feels like an iconic Magic card. So getting to play it that way is really cool. That Remand, like there's a few of these that I've looked on the list where I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like in some of this stuff, it's really cool seeing that artwork on the old border and just seeing like, oh, Hollowed One does look dope. In the old artifact frame, it like looks like one of the old style artifacts like back in the day, and how the artwork from cards like modern day cards feels different in the old border, I think is really cool. It makes me appreciate like framing choices on like just paintings or pictures in people's houses a lot more. I'm just like how different of a vibe I'm getting from Mortify or like the original Solemn Simulacrum art now that it's on like old border cards then not. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to open these packs. Getting some of these old border foils, I mean, it's just, as I've said to you many times, Alex, and one of the things I appreciate so much the last few years, the expansion with like alternate art and different weird foil printings and secret layers, is just, I like when there's a lot of really cool, different, weird official versions of cards out there. It's a thing that I love. I love being able to sort of customize your deck experience and like, you know, going after it's one of the things that I was sort of getting sad when we were playing Modern the other day. I was like, man, so many of these cards are just like fake proxies. And like, I had started to accumulate like a few cards that I thought were like really dope. Mm-hmm. You know, that I sold all that stuff, all the expensive stuff I sold to buy this beautiful guitar. That's the happiest thing I've ever bought, but it still doesn't make me miss the cards any less. Like, you know, I had the like, that sweet like full art foil Dak Faden, the one you got in like special premium or whatever. Like I loved that card. I like loved looking at it. I loved like, you know, drawing it in decks. And so there is that part of me that misses it. But like every time a set like this gets, it makes me so excited to know there will be foil versions of all of these time shifted cards out there at, you know, at shows. Like we're going to go back to like GPs and Magic Fest and there'll be like these cards and cases to buy. I can't wait.
Oh yeah. It is going to make it a little bit more difficult, like just figuring out which card you're looking for. Cause there's definitely a point in my life where it's like, oh, I can just not have to look for old border cards. Cause I'm looking for modern staples and most of them don't exist in old border. This is great. Now it's going to be like, oh, I have to figure out even more distinctly which card I'm looking for. Yeah, I don't like some of this stuff. I really love the old artifact border. I didn't play that much in the old times, right? Like I played, like Portal came out right around Mirage.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I started playing right around Mirage, Portal, then started playing Tempest, played through then. And then by the time Urza Saga came out and like when foils were introduced, I was like, absolutely not. Foils aren't cool. It's weird that they're making the symbol gold colored. I don't want to know the rarity of a card. I was already too cool for all these new cards, and I'm out. I'm going to Pokemon cards.
How'd that work out?
Yeah. Well, back. Maybe I shouldn't have been. Pokemon cards are really popular right now. So next subject matter is one thing that's really interesting about the time shifted sheet is it's an interesting window into Wizards' perspective of like the best cards of the last 20 years in Magic.
It is interesting how this time spiral versus time spiral original in like 2006, I think it was. That time shifted sheet has like cool cards, definitely. Like there's a lot of interesting cards on there, but there's also a lot of like really weird or bad cards. But also Magic had a lot less really good cards in 2006. Like in the last 14 years of 15 years now of printing Magic cards, they have printed so many good cards that like you look at what's here on this time shifted sheet and it's like every other card is like an all-time banger. There are like so many strong cards.
Well, and there was less formats then, right? Like when Time Spiral 1 came out, there was Standard, there was Vintage, and there was Legacy. And there was like a only PTQ available rotating extended that no one actually played. And there was no nostalgia for that format because it was weird and expensive to be into. So like when they were like reprinting cards, it was like, okay, standard cards, what's cool about this is there are some standard throws. I do want to talk about that in a second, but standard cards, you don't really throw anything into because it's just like back then it was like, maybe you'd print some like things that they'll always reprint. So you can get some old border cards version of it. The second version of it, which is like Legacy Vintage, most of the cards that were important, there were already old border, right? Like at this point, the other issue is that there's only like 7 years. When did they? Mirrodin was the first new border cards.
Yeah, 2003.
So like it's 2003 to 2006 is when this came out. Time Spiral,
the first one. Yeah.
So like 3 years of new border only cards, and then they brought some stuff back. Like that purpose of that was more to bring old cards into standard at the time. So they were like, it was less about the old border, and more about them just like reprinting old cards into standard in a weird way versus now where this is a, they don't care about standard, right? That's part of it, right? All those cards were in standard, so they had to be a little bit safer. None of these cards are standard playable or being put in the standard.
That's where it's different, because you have all those cards from the original Time Spiral sheet that are like Avoid Fate and like Squire and like just like cards you're like, why? Well,
Squire made sense. It was like an iconic meme, but yeah. And because like that's what Fibble Thip is, right? Fibble Thip is a meme that's now time shifted. I think the fact this isn't standard, the fact that the purpose of this is nostalgia and being able to print a bunch of their favorite cards of all time in a set is really cool that aren't old border, but it is an interesting window on just like, what are the cards that Wizards thinks are the cards? And it's everything from like Bajuku Bog to Hollowed One to Bloodbraid Elf, which is obvious, but down to like Thrag Tusk and Time of Need, Courser of Kruphix. So it's interesting to see what their thought process has been and where they've kind of come to what cards to select, like how the selection process happened.
Yeah, I think the sickest thing about this, I think what I like so much about it is that they have really thought here with this sheet of what cards do players like to play in multiple formats and what cards are they going to be excited to open in the old border? Even if what they open in their Time Spiral pack, because the Time Spiral set, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Time Spiral Remastered is all cards from that original three sets, right? It's all, that's what it is. It's just 100% like a rehashing of those three sets, which is super sweet.
There are cards that aren't included, right? Like it's a best of. They've created a new format that feels like three packs of the set being opened, and they got rid of like Sprout Swarm isn't in the set, right? In the same way that if they ever did Innistrad, they wouldn't include Invisible Stalker. right? They have years of data on the reason that these formats were great and what was problematic about them, and they removed them. But otherwise, yeah, it's all cards from that set, and none of the
RTR they'd probably cut pack rats, my guess.
Yeah, right, and maybe even the Selesnya Guildmage. You know, something that's also true is none of the cards from Time Spiral Block are allowed to be time shifted. So that's the one list of cards that's a little weird, right? Is like Urborg or Joyra or Teleria West or Lotus Bloom. These are cards that would maybe have been included as time shifted sheets if they weren't from Time Spiral Block. Like if we went to, if we did Innistrad Remastered and they did another time shifted sheet in Innistrad Remastered, and the only rule is just like Innistrad cards couldn't be included, they would include a bunch of these Time Spiral cards.
Yeah, agreed. So I think without further ado, let's get through here and talk through some of the greatest hits on here. I mean, there's so many cool ones.
So yeah, we're gonna go in order of release. So starting with white, because it was all released each day, only a color was released. So what's interesting to hear is that everyone seems to have that standard card, and this is something I wanted to talk about earlier too. And this one, it's Banishing Light to me, which is like the card that is, and Michael mentioned this earlier today, he loves the new opt from Strixhaven, the like really cool Japanese exclusive opt. Have you seen those?
Yeah, yeah.
They're gorgeous. Yep. And he's excited by opt specifically because he knows opt is going to be reprinted in standard forever. Same as like Negate would be or Banishing Light. And so he can get his set of cool, sweet nops, and every standard format from now on, if he's playing opt, he's playing the dope version. And that's true with this Banishing Light, right? Like I can get a really cool old border Banishing Light and just like always have it available to play in any standard deck that I might need to be playing an O-ring effect. And I think that's really cool. And I'll call out those and other ones. Are there any specific? I'm really excited for the Path to Exile. Actually, speaking of which, I did a whole with the 11th edition podcast. They have a YouTube channel. We did a whole episode where we redesigned Path to Exile. Each like me and the co-host made 10 different designs for Path on like how we would do it differently. And so one of them was I did the your favorite card in blue, make a 3/3 token for one.
Pondrify. Yes.
I made like a white Pondrify was one of them. Because I think that like if I think that would be fine. I think that's a white card.
The white cards that have been spoiled so far, yeah. I think Path probably of all of the white cards so far spoiled with the old border, I think Path is probably the sweetest. It looks great with the old border. It like feels like it should. You know, it feels like it belongs. It's a sliding scale for these white cards here, like some more than others. I think probably the other white card that I'm the most excited by, I really like Old Border Flicker Wisp. I think that's really cool.
That's really cool. Lingering Souls to me. I think that's my favorite. I think it looks so cool.
Yeah.
That's another thing about the border. I am so hyped that the graveyard symbol is back on the top left corner. I think that's such a cool touch and so smart that they were able like to remember to do that. We're like Lingering Souls and what are the other two? There's three that have it. It's Lingering Souls, Stinkweed Imp, and one more, Pass in Flames.
Pass
all
in
have
flames,
the little right? graveyard symbol, and it's like chef's kiss all the way.
Thraven Inspector for me is a card that's sweet. I think the old art on Thraven Inspector is really cool. It's another card that feels like it's from an old set when I look at it.
Yep.
So it's like just feels really cool. I'm not sure why.
The Restoration Angel artwork is really good, like as a set. Johnny Primate's another like standard always, right? Like anytime there's a core set, a Johnny's Primate's probably in it because that's just how core sets work. So that'll be kind of there forever. SRAM obviously is like really cool. That's like a very sweet addition to Commander in general, because a lot of people play SRAM decks. And like, interesting, like, Stormlord Dignitary making it in, I think, is fascinating. I think that's partially a play for Limited, but I think it's, like, really cool. And, like,
these cards are all, these are all to be played in Limited, correct? Like, if you open one of these, you get one in every pack, and in your Limited packs, you're able to play these cards?
It's it's a Master set, right? So it's Limited release, they're only doing one print run. Getting your hand on a foil one of these is going to be difficult.
Yeah. Also, another cool thing about this set, what I really like about this set is that for our chaos drafts that we like to do when we go to cons and stuff, this is going to be a great set to see boxes of in booths at Magic Fests and buy a few of these to throw in. I for sure need to buy a box or two of this and sit on this and not open it because like this is a set that I'm going to want to have for a while. I feel like it's just going to be a super, super fun set to have.
Oh, yeah. Chaos I think Bats. I'm going to do my normal buy two boxes and like keep one forever and just never open it. And then have one that we'll like draft as soon as we possibly can get out of this environment. Weird, like, and some of it's like, I think this is, and this is speaking what they did before, there are some history lessons here, right? Like Intangible Virtue is here because it was one of the like only cards to ever be banned in block.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's like never happened before. And blocks don't even exist. Like block, for those who don't remember, Magic sets used to come out as blocks. So three sets in 1 year, all tied together. And then there were GPs and a PT. I don't know if there are PTs, but they're definitely Grand Prix that were block. So you could only play with cards from that, those three sets. And it was always the third PT of the year or the second one or whatever, right after that. And Intangible Virtue was banned because of its combination with Lingering Souls. It was just too good in the format. And block just doesn't exist anymore. That's a format that died.
Yeah, it hasn't been around for some time. But yeah, I think that's funny what you mentioned about Intangible Virtue. It's a good point.
And that's like kind of what Thraben Inspector is, right? Like it's good. It sees some amount of play in Modern and Pioneer, but its real purpose here is like, this was one of the best white cards printed in a long time, as innocuous as it right. is, which is insane. Now on to some of the other colors that may be considered good. Blue.
My God, I want to talk about every single card. I want to talk about all of them.
Let's just do it.
I feel like we should just go one at a time.
Trinket Mage first.
I mean,
if sometime, yeah. So we can see how we do. But Trinket Mage is maybe, I like all of these, right? Like,
yeah, dude.
I've played Trinket Mage in Modern. I've played at least a one of. I've tried to make it work so many times.
I've played Trinket Mage in many formats. I've played that card pretty much any format I'm allowed to. I will play it. I like love Trinket Mage. I love it in the old border. It's
have you played it in Commander yet? Do you play it in any Commander decks? Now's your time.
Not yet. Now's my time.
Well, not this week where you're playing what's his face. But yeah, in the future. Disdainful Stroke to me is the blue standard card I was talking about, right? Like Disdainful Stroke will be standard legal probably forever unless they like realize, oh man, four drops need to be good in this format against blue control decks. Honestly,
yeah, it's a fair card. It's a fair card. Art's cool. Looks good with the old border. Looks like an old card.
Mystic Confluence is like a really sick grab. That's coming back.
Do you wish that Cryptic Command had been in here with a old border instead of Mystic Confluence?
There's a lot of cool Cryptic Commands you can play with. There's not as many cool Mystic Confluences.
Fair.
One thing that I think is really cool is there's like styles of decks that now you get to play all old border, like Merfolk. The fact that you can now get Master the Pearl Trident and True Name Nemesis into your like legacy Merfolk deck, and just like it's that many more old border cards. So now you like really only have Curse Catcher and one or two other cards that like aren't in that old border.
Marrow Reijery.
But the more of that, that like lets you complete like the other one that's like that, and we'll talk about it later, but Elvish Mystic, right? There's like elves that now can like kind of pull that off.
Yeah. Master of Pearl Trident, you mentioned that's a sweet one. That's really sweet. I like just as for all the Lord of Atlantis players out there, having like four foil Lords and then four foil Master of the Pearl Tridents in Old Border is going to be a really sweet effect.
You can get Lord of the Atlantis in Time Shifted, right? That Lord of Atlantis is Time Shifted. That's how it's in Standard, or that's how it's in Modern. So like you could do with all of them having the pink foil, pink Time Shifted only Merfolk Lords is a baller move. I would respect it sitting a table across from before, that.
That was a card I was sad to sell. I had a Japanese Time Shifted foil Lord of Atlantis. Ooh, that I had gotten.
That's cool.
That I sold for whatever, but it was definitely a sweet card. On that note of other two drops in blue, Baral, Chief of Compliance. You mentioned, you know, SRAM Baral feels very similar just as a card that I think mono blue and Commander is something people like. And Baral's a modern card. Card's sweet.
Yeah, it's used to play in Standard. It's interesting which like formats these were kind of meant for. Treasure Cruise is another history one. It's really bad in every format because it's banned. You'll get a DQ. Yeah. But hey, vintage players can play one.
It also feels like the power level of an old border card, mm-hmm, like of a power card. So it's like deserves to have it in old border.
Yeah, exactly. Ponder, same kind of deal, Modern. But yeah, like it's one of those where like now in Legacy, you can play your four Ponders and your four Brainstorms in Ant and just like have like all old border cards. I like that consistency that can be happening there. True Name Nemesis is the same kind of deal, right? And not to mention there's not many sets you could get True Name where it could be foil. So it opens that opportunity up. Remand is super this sweet.
This one is so
for modern, yeah. Right? Like this, I think this is the coolest Remand. I don't think there's another Remand promo out there.
There's the FNM promo. That's really sweet. That one's very, very cool. But yeah, this is, I mean, if you get this in foil, I feel like you're hitting a home run. This one's really sick.
Lab Maniac, which like is now the third worst version of this effect.
What? Doesn't it just look like it's an old border card? Like, doesn't it, when you look at it, doesn't it feel like it was originally printed that way?
No, for me, see, because Lab Maniac has some of that like CGI artwork to it. I think Remand looks like an old card. Ponder looks like an old card. This one just has like a little bit more CGI effect to me, but that's fair.
Like digital artwork.
Yeah. Ninja of the Deep Hours is an interesting include. It makes sense because there's just all those like Ninja Bear Delver players are always a thing that's around, and this card will always see some play. There's also a lot of vintage nods, right? I think Ninja is like a big vintage card. I know going back to White, Palace Jailer is like a popper staple. So I think that's something that's like a relevant thing. Paradoxical Outcome getting one is really cool. That's another one that like this is a vintage. This is for vintage, like, right? Like that's why this card exists. And it's interesting where they've like pointed at vintage cards. Mall Drifter is historic. Tall Rand, Commander. Fibble Fip is a meme. And then Repeal is vintage, I think, right? Like, it doesn't really see play in Modern. It doesn't really see play in Legacy.
Repeal is another one that looks to me like it's an old card.
Yeah.
Mold Drifter really looks like an old card. That's like so cool. Yeah, some of these cards. I know Gavin, like, probably was losing his mind on some of these. I feel like Gavin probably lost his mind for Mold Drifter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think it probably was just like he put it in there early.
Yeah.
Like, he made this list. This is Gavin's top 100 card list. Going into black, Versa got Relentless Rats. I think that's fascinating, right? Just like, obviously, okay, you can now have an entire deck of old border Relentless Rats and old border Swamps. Gurmag Angler and Tassiger, both like coming in delve hot. I know Gurmag Angler was previewed first and people were like, fine, okay, we get it, this is for competitive play. And then like Tassiger came over and Tassiger looks so good in old border.
Yeah. It's one of the best ones. It's really one of the best ones. I like love the idea of having a foil old border Tassiger to play in Commander. It's actually a Commander deck I've been meaning to build. That's on the list of Commander decks that I want to build. Is Tassiger really powerful in Commander normally?
Yeah.
Like really, like people don't like it.
No. It's not an overpowered Commander. It is CDH playable in a way that Kess is.
Got it.
Where it's like value engine that's just very powerful as a value engine, but it's not doing anything broken, and it's always going to be like relatively fair and as good as the other cards you're casting. But obviously rebuying Demonic Tutor twice is always going to be good, and if you don't play Demonic Tutor, it's fine. So I think Tassiger is like very good, but not in a way that people are like, it's not like Joyra or Narset where people are like, oh, this is an unfun deck to play against. It's more just like, oh, Tassiger is really powerful.
Gotcha. Yeah, I love both those. Those are two of my favorites. Leyline of the Void here, this artwork on Leyline of the Void is so dope. It's a card that I know did not start as an old border card, but it looks here like it existed in like, this looks like it was printed in like Torment. That's what it actually looks like to me.
Right. Well, especially the old border, like, or the old artwork. I like, it's interesting which artwork they chose for some of these cards. And some of them they got rid of, like, you know, Dismember no longer using problematic artist artwork is like, you know, part of that. And that's also true with Eternal Witness. And some of it's just like, the Leyline of the Void's original artwork is like really cool and it just doesn't make sense anywhere that you print it, and this is the place to bring it back.
Sanguine Bond, that's a Commander card. It's a combo, right?
Yeah, it's like a classic staple in Commander. Zolipart Cutthroat. It's interesting that it's Zolipart Cutthroat and not Blood Artist.
I agree. Yeah. I think the reason probably is because they just recognize that the each opponent clause on Cutthroat is more of what players want to do nowadays. The Blood Artist in 1v1 formats is not actually as prominent, whereas like Zulaport's a really solid Commander card. I think that's probably why.
I think Blood Artist is more popular still, though. I think the fact that you gain the life that people lose, I think the fact that it triggers off of your opponent's creatures is like still the reason I would put Blood Artist above Cutthroat. Like, I care less about damaging each opponent than I do about gaining. I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting kind of dilemma. This Dismember is amazing.
Yeah, really sick.
I'm like, and like the Phyrexian mana symbol in the old artwork. I'm so glad Thoughtseize's artwork is back, the original fairy one. This is definitely just an episode of me and Ben talking about how much we like each one of these cards. I like how we like also skipped over most of white. So we'll skip some a little bit. Shriek Maw being is honestly, I've been actually like, I've like loved Shriek Maw a great deal my whole life. And I think I'm finally kind of saying it's no longer good enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally exactly. It's like you can't play it in Kess, right? So it was probably exposed to you as a card that's doing something very similar to what your adventures do, but it's just not as good because it's not, it doesn't work.
Well, but right? It's also like creating all the like graveyard birthing pod decks, right? Because you can.
Yeah.
It's like just a creature on the chain that you can use, but then is useful earlier.
I love the Shriek Maw artwork so much.
It's really good artwork. It's one of my favorite pieces of
magic art ever.
I would love a pet Shriek Maw.
Would you? Would you really?
Yeah.
It would kill you. No, old artwork, Yawgmoth.
I have black hair, so I'm safe.
Old artwork, Yawgmoth, very cool.
Yes. The Yawgmoth is amazing. I'm actually sad that Urza didn't get it, right? But Yawgmoth getting it is like so perfect, especially because like they just errated all of the Phyrexians from the old sets to have creature type Phyrexia, so it like you can have it like fits in that world. It looks really good. Vampire Hexmage is also amazing and like is a cool heart pack. I think that card's actually really underplayed in Commander. I think obviously it has all its counter synergies and like you want to play it with those lands, but like being able to just like eat people's planeswalkers or move up, it's like a really efficient removal spell. Read the Bones is the big standard when I was like, this is a card that's just like this exists purely because it will exist in every standard environment ever, and then once in a while people will play it in standard decks and this is going to be like, oh, this is the best version, here's a cool one. Stinkweed Imp with the graveyard, best blocker in Magic, super hyped.
You love that card. You love that card so much. Yeah, and then Triumph is a cool card, and Gary is definitely a big legacy of standard card.
Right. How do you feel about Triumph? So this is a card that a lot of people, this is one of the few cards that people have a big problem with in the set, actually.
Because
it's like it's weird to them to have Liliana like themed cards in old border. Like it doesn't fit to them as much as some of the other cards.
Huh. I don't mind it. I mean, it could be a card that just like you're talking about, that could be a card that ends up in a bunch of sets as long as they continue printing Liliana. That's totally a card that could, you know, year after year.
Like basically anytime Liliana succeeds, you can just have Liliana's Triumph get reprinted.
Yeah, exactly.
Liliana goes to the grocery store and gets a discount.
We talk about Triumph. Some of these red cards because red has like a couple like just like heaters.
I was talking to Michael about this earlier. Like it's surprising. Like there was a point where they would do reprint sets and the set was like, how do we find good red cards to reprint? Right. Remember when Kiki Jiki was like the mythic rare for all three Masters sets because they just like couldn't think of like another red card in standard that was within the window that was mythic feeling. And so it was like, either there was like a cycle. So they did like the dragons or like I think Past in Flames maybe was one because eventually they included Innistrad in one of the sets.
Comet Storm showed up a couple times.
Yeah, like their Comet Storm was twice. And just like now it feels like there's so many dope red cards printed in the last few years. And like, yeah, red is I think has accomplished becoming my favorite color in Magic. I think that's something it's done in the last year, which I think is really cool.
I mean, let's start with the elephant in the room here. Old Border Young Pyromancer is so just big. Like just about just as cool as this set is able to offer. It's just everything that you hope you'd get out of this set is Old Border Young Pyromancer, right? Like that card feels like it was always supposed to have an old border from day one.
I'm like trying to think if there's another card in this set that I'm more hyped for than that.
It just that card, like with like the old border ponder, you know, it just feels like they were meant to be. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's perfect. There's a few others. I mean, there's a couple others that I think are really cool. I think Old Border Ponder is right up there.
Old Border Alesha, Old Border Bedlam Reveler is really cool. Goblin Engineer, just to go, like you can have, it's another Merfolk Lord, right? You can have your Goblin Engineer and your Goblin Welders.
Right.
Next to each other in Old Border.
Dreadhorde so looks like an old card.
I want to talk about Dreadhorde real quick. So how do you feel? One of the things is it sucks that this Mystic Sanctuary, Primeval Titan, and Kurt Ape, Simian Spirit Guide.
Simian Spirit Guide,
all are in this set. like 3 weeks after all of them were banned. Well, Primeval Titan's been banned forever, but Primeval Titan is banned, and then they just did the secret layer with Primeval Titan, so it's like double feel bads of this card for Commander.
It's a thing. I mean, this sort of happens year after year, right? There's a reprint set that includes a card that gets banned. I mean, yeah. even with Eye of Ugin, they waited 6 months, you know, so the expedition would be worth something. But even then, still got banned.
Splinter Twin was in a set, and then it got banned like a few months later. Like that's definitely part of it. I also think, remember, this set got delayed by 6 months. This was supposed to come out last year, but they waited on it because of COVID. That's why there's a Primeval Titan reprint now at the same time the Secret Lair is coming out. That's why, you know, there's Noah Bradley artwork in the set, and they didn't change the Anger of the Gods artwork. Is they realized that like this was done and was meant to ship over the summer, and they just didn't end up doing it. So it's waited until this moment. This was supposed to kind of be next to the Commander Legends set to appeal to the like old school players that don't like Commander.
I feel like probably of the things you're talking about here, you know, while there are certain one of the things you just mentioned that is the toughest is Primeval Titan Commander, because the truth of the matter is standard, modern, any competitive 1v1 format. I mean, cards get banned and that's a shame. Not that many cards get banned. So like, you know, the comedy of errors of something like Dreadheart Arcanist being banned here is what it is. It sucks. But I think the flip side of it is like, most of these cards are all legal in Commander. And so you can own a cool version of a card to play in a 100-card deck, or even like Highlander Gauntlet, like the format that we don't play as often now as we used to, but I think we will play it again. We love it. These cards all are cards that I would play in Highlander Gauntlet, right? Almost every single card in here. So like for me, having cool versions of cards that I can play in a 100-card format, I don't care that Dreadcore Arcanist got banned in the format that it did, or
that's actually the one I disagree on. So I think Primeval Titan, they knew when they printed in this that it wasn't legal in Commander, right? Like Primeval Titan's been banned in Commander for like 5 years at this point. So like,
yeah,
Dreadnought Arcanist is the one where like it was a Legacy staple when they came up with this, or they knew it was good in Legacy. It wasn't really good anywhere else. I never really saw that much play in Standard, so it was like a Legacy featured product that then they banned out from under it. Mystic Sanctuary we'll see play in every other format forever. That it's right. Not banned in. Doesn't matter if banned in Modern. You're going to, like, let Legacy of Vintage players are going to be playing Mystic Sanctuary forever. Simeon Spirit Guide is a that's another one that sucks for Modern, but, like, Legacy staple still, Vintage staple still, Commander staple still in CDH. So, like, those cards have a home. Primeval Titan has the home it had. It is still the best, one of the best creatures in Modern till this day, period, right? Titan Shift is not a deck that has gone away. Field of the Dead going away does hurt it, but like Valakut decks are still a thing. Scapeshift decks aren't going anywhere. Like it's really Dreadhorde Arcanist, I think, is the one that it's like, that sucks. Mind you, that being said, Dreadhorde Arcanist is dope in Modern, and I highly recommend trying to play it there because it's really, really, really sweet. So I think it's still cool.
I've played it in Modern. It's epically sweet. So other cards, we already talked about Swift Spear, obviously, because it was ours.
Passing Flames, kind of, like people are really hyped about Passing Flames, and it's because it's a Legacy Storm staple, and now you can do more old borders consistency. I'm so bored of Passing Flames.
Me too. It's like a card that I have like 7 copies of and I have for years and it's never gone up in price. Yep. And I'm just like, don't care.
If I opened up Passing Flames in my pack, I'm going to be disappointed. I am hyped that you can Kiki Jiki with Zealous Conscript or Restoration Angel in this set in limited or in general, and that you can get all of them in old border.
Yes. I mean, Conscripts is an old favorite of mine. Yeah. I don't know if you recall many years ago, I did a spec on Conscripts and I made some money.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I bought them all for $1 and it was like $9 when I sold them. I bought like 30 or 40 of them, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Zealous Conscripts is like one of my favorite cards. It's really cool. I do think the biggest white gets a lot of crap, but in limited, red always has the worst card in these reprint sets. And I feel like it's now a meme because the fact that Exquisite Firecraft is a card that is being printed in this set is a joke.
Yeah, that's a surprising one. Exquisite Firecraft does not make a whole lot of sense. And I would say, no, probably pretty much all the rest. I mean, Vandal Blast is a card that people like. People like Vandal Blast. It's a playable Magic card. It's never been an exciting card for me, but it's a sideboard card that people play in decks, so it's worth having.
It's also a Commander staple, like a top tier Commander staple.
Got it.
Think about it.
More sense.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Molten Rain is a card that I'm like, that's a historic card, right? At one point, this was a great card. In Modern, sometimes people try and make it work. That makes sense to me.
Battle Ridge, big card, huge card.
Yeah, Team of Battle Ridge, big card. Exquisite Firecraft. I think of, and I'm trying to think even of the cards we covered. Like, Read the Bones, but as I said, like, that's a standard reprint staple that'll see play. Liliana's Triumph is just the only edict effect in Modern, so even if it doesn't see play, it's still, like, a thing to consider.
Is Itali kind of weird? Itali Primal Storm?
No, people love that card. All the Elder Dragons are super popular. I think they tried and pulled some of the, like, key cycles of cards from time and pulled them into here. Especially the ones that don't have other cool printings. Itali is also like a really popular red, like not necessarily popular in Commander, not necessarily as a Commander, but as a Commander card. It does a lot of stuff. And that one makes sense. It's an Elder Dinosaur, right? There's six of those. So it doesn't surprise me that that's a big deal. I'm trying to think, is there a worse card than Exquisite Firecraft that doesn't have like there are worse cards.
Liliana's Triumph is right up there. I mean, yeah. those are close.
Is there a Planeswalker card in every color? No. So yeah, it's just weird. Let's go to green. Elvish Mystic is probably the dopest. There's a lot of really cool stuff here. It's the one that like now you can have Llanowar Elf and Elvish Mystic and like all of the elves can be old border.
Yeah, Elvish Mystic is probably the dopest of the old border green cards. I would say
Become Immense is sweet.
I mean, old border Primeval Titan is really sweet. Like that's it's funny. Somehow old border Primeval Titan doesn't even feel like a rare. Is that weird? You like look at it and it's like looks like it could be an uncommon
because your brain can't handle six mana old border green cards being good.
It's like I look at it, I'm right? Like what,
like
it's
like
your, six for six,
like your brain doesn't read the text, it just reads, oh, what this probably does, I know what this does, it enters play and I'll sacrifice two forests, otherwise it comes to play tapped and gives my opponent 60 life.
Yeah, it's like, that's exactly right. I like read it and it's like it's just like a weird card. Yeah, some of the other ones in here are a little strange. The Eternal Witness is really cool. That's really sweet that there's an old border Eternal Witness.
I think like green's pretty much across the board slam dunks. The weird ones like Evolutionary Leap doesn't really do much.
It's weird.
But it's a card that like people like in Commander. It's just not as good as people think it is. Is I guess where I'm at on it. I think honestly, there's another good conversation about the border. Corsair Crucifix, there's people complaining about it because by losing the enchantment border, you're like kind of able, like if you were to play with this card in Japanese, you can kind of be scummy with it. You can do the Dryad Arbor thing where like you don't have to tell them that their enchantment removal can kill it in older formats. And so like there
That's
was like
fair.
Someone was, I think it was like Sam Black, it might have been someone else was talking about how like this is a weird one. Could they have figured out like a cool enchantment old border feeling thing? But that might be a next level. That would be weird. That's one like weird complaint. I think it's just like Ancient Stirrings is really dope. That's cool.
Yeah.
You could do your old board, like all the Urza's lands using old border with Ancient Stirrings going to get them. And you can use Sylvan Scrying, which also was reprinted old border.
So a lot of that stuff is really cool. I agree. I like that a lot. Having an old school old border Nature Slam is sweet. It's just like a staple.
I mean, the fact that like I think the worst green card is either Evolutionary Leap, Beast of Whisperer, or Time of Need, and all three of those cards are good actually.
I think it's pretty clearly Evolutionary Leap. That's the weirdest one. It's like a somewhat garbage rare from I think Origins.
Yeah, I think it's partially in here as a shout out to, which I wish it was just Fauna Shaman to be honest, but it's a shout out to
Survival of the Fittest,
right? Like that's what the point of that card was a fixed Survival of the Fittest, and so it's kind of a like allowing you to like have a survival looking version of Evolutionary Leap, I think is the intent. Now into artifacts and gold cards, unless there's any. Like Beast Within looks dope, Thraxus looks dope. All these cards look amazing and are really
artifacts, good. Lands, and gold cards are all like so sweet. Let's just start like Chalice of the Void as an old border card is one of the coolest looking cards in the whole set. It's so sweet looking.
I'm so hyped for Crystal Shard to the extent that I'm really sad that I bought like six foils in October because I was like, oh, I should just put this in every blue deck. This card's insane in Commander. Crystal Shard's so good, and I'm so hyped to have this old border one version available to me at some point in the future. Cranial Plating is dope. Sorry, Mox Opal. Chalice is a weird card. Everflowing Chalice.
Yeah,
agreed.
Looks great.
And I saw people hating on Contagion Clasp, and I'm hyped for it.
I love Contagion Clasp.
I love Contagion Clasp. I don't think
it's a little underpowered. I would say both Everflowing Chalice and Contagion Clasp feel a little underpowered, but I mean, I like them both. They're cool cards.
Yeah, and I think they're still playable in format. I think they're not outside of the realm. I wouldn't be like, oh, that's weird that you're playing that card. I would be judgy of a person playing Exquisite Firecraft.
Did you think, are you surprised at all about, and that granted, maybe this is the standard card you're talking about, Hedron Archive being in here?
I was not surprised, because it is a pretty well-played commander card.
Okay, gotcha.
It, like, falls right in the perfect spot that, like, red-white are decks that don't have a way to draw cards. Like, it's good because it's ramp, and it's good because it's card draw at both at relatively efficient rates that you can get both halves from. It's definitely cuttable a lot of the time, but it's definitely on the more surprising side. Yeah, I don't disagree that it's a little weird. How do you feel about, okay, this is the card that I think is the weirdest include, actually. Even more than Exquisite Firecraft. I think Exquisite Firecraft is the worst card. But I think that Temur Ascendancy being included is so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's not even a liked or playable card from a cycle that, like, why is that in here? Like, right. You want to talk about a card that if I open it as my time shifted card in the pack, I'd be bummed.
It's also, like, weird. It's weird because it's not even like they did, like, you know what? They needed a Temur card, right? Like, they did one of every collar combo. They went with the Elder Dragon for this one, so they can't do that. They did the legendary creature for Mardu. It's like, oh no, there are three.
Why is it not just Jeskai Ascendancy, right?
Yeah. Why is it not Jeskai Ascendancy? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's really that's really weird. Like, especially because of all of the, like, shout outs to, like, historic magic. That's not Jeskai Ascendancy is bizarre. That's I would agree with you. That's right at the top of the list of strangest includes.
The only thing I can think of is that someone just loves this card at Wizards and was like, no, Temur Ascendancy needs its time in the light. I need an old border one. I don't care. And people were like, fine, okay.
They're like, all right, let's have it. Sure. Yeah, I think other cards in here that are sick are, like, for sure, Kwazali Pride Mage, Old Border is sweet. Cystic and Longtime Staple. Bloodbraid Elf, similarly, right? Those are both just, like, great, exciting.
I will say, easy. And a lot of the cards that have Gold Border, Bloodbraid Elf, Kwazali Pride Mage, Prize Amalgam, as much as I love all of the other Old Border stuff, I don't like gold.
Yeah, that's fair. They feel a little dinkier,
like, in a lot of cases. I would never play Bloodbraid Elf gold over, like, one of my regular Bloodbraid Elves. I mean, if I open it, maybe, because it's cool and whatever, like, bragging, but, like, it I would never go out of my way to get that promo. Same with Abrupt Decay. Same with, like, and, like, there are cards I love. None of the Reliquary, Prized Amalgams that, like, are great to make Dredge just as old bordery as possible, which is, like, super possible. But, like, almost all of them. Another weird one, Aberration, whatever, the Dimir card, another weird one that they've, like, included.
Oh, yeah, right. The I can't think what that is, but yeah, the like, XX equal to cards in your opponent's graveyard,
consuming
or something that.
Consuming Aberration. Yeah, it's XX. Consuming Aberration's power and toughness are each equal to the number of cards in your opponent's graveyards. Whenever you cast a spell, each opponent reveals cards on the top of your library until reveal a land card and then puts that card in their graveyard. It's not a bad card, but it's just, like,
it's a little strange.
It's,
yeah,
just like, who cares?
Now, yeah. I mean, as far as the gold cards, the rest of the gold cards, there's a couple others that are really cool. It's weird too. I don't disagree with you. I, like, think that Tidehollow Sculler Old Border doesn't look as cool as
the Artifact Culture, like, version.
It's just a little bit less cool. Yeah.
I think that's the one place that I'm like, yeah, the new borders are better is in the gold. Lands I like
Trigon
more.
Predator. I think the Trigon Predator looks pretty sweet, actually. That's one of the coolest ones.
Yeah, I agree with that. Slimefoot's
really cool looking, actually. I think Old Border Slimefoot's really sweet.
Okay.
That feels like an old magic.
What's cool about the Slimefoot is that's another one that Old Border is helpful for, because there's so many Old Border funguses, right? You can do that Sapperling fungus deck with a lot of Old Border cards. That's cool. That's why I like the Prize Amalgam too, right? Like that lets you play Old Border Dredge really well.
So have all of these cards been revealed, or, like,
there might be a few after Mortify, but they're supposed to by end of day today. At this point, we should be done.
So are we only getting Ancient Den? That's the only one?
Ancient Den, as far as land?
White artifact land? We're just getting the white artifact land?
Correct. Yeah. It's only going to be the white one, which I kind of love. Honestly, I also want them to unban Ancient Den and Modern. I don't want them to unban any of the other ones. Maybe the green one, because I think that's also not going to ever see play. But I think unbanning Ancient Den would be sweet.
Yeah, it's also kind of bizarre that the Mystic Sanctuary and Bojuka Bog art, because of the coloring of the cards, they feel like lands from, like, Mirage or Ice Age. Yep. they like, right? Whereas like Ramanop feels like a land that was printed in like Invasion or something like that. It looks a little bit
Arabian Nights, right? Like it looks like a desert.
Yeah, but the coloring on Bajuka Bog and on Mystic Sanctuary, the dark color and all that makes them totally feel like they were printed in like, yeah, Visions. That's what they feel like. They feel like they're in Visions.
I'm expecting to get through Mystic Sanctuary and for it to eventually tell me that I get to remove banding from a creature attacking me.
Yes. Yeah, right, exactly. Or like, yeah, yeah, really, really weird. Or that they have some like add two mana, don't untap for two turns kind of thing.
You may sacrifice Bajuka Bog to add one mana to your mana pool, and you can only spend that to cast banding spells.
add blue, this land phases out, or like, so that's like Teferi's Isle, I think. Yeah. Something like that. Exactly. They feel like really weird. So some of the artifacts too that we haven't mentioned, this I like Hollow One. Hollow One looks really excellent with the old order.
Soul and Simulacrum coming back with the original artwork of just like and like looking old is like such a cool card. And just for those who don't know, Soul and Simulacrum is one of the invitational winner cards. So the people who won an invitational event for years got one of the main prize was that you got your artwork on a card in Magic, and you got to help design that card. That's where Snapcaster Mage came from. That's where Dark Confidant. That's why Dark Confidant is called Bob, right? Because it's Robert something.
Is it Bob Mayer?
It's Bob Mayer, I think. I think you're right. So yeah, so like all of those cards are from artists, and Solemn Simulacrum is one of them. And after the first printing, this is the first time they've ever reprinted a card with that artwork, I believe, because almost always it's what's it called version. They come up with new art for additional versions. I think promos they'll use the same artwork. So like I think there's a Dark Confidant old border, right? There's an old border Dark Confidant promo, judge promo.
Yeah, it was like a judge promo.
Yeah. So they'll do that, but they almost always they'll if it comes in a packed product, they'll go back to brand new artwork. So Solemn Simulacrum has like 12 pieces of artwork. That's the one complaint, is I now have too many good artwork for Solemn Simulacrum. I don't know if I need more. That's why it's not like on my favorite card on the list, but I'm really hyped that the old artwork got that. It looks really cool.
It's really funny. They printed Leveler. That's really sweet. Love Leveler.
Well, now it's just good, right? Really, there's like four different cards that just win the game if you play this card on turn five.
Maybe the last card out of this set that I would be excited to talk about briefly is the Old Border Field of Ruin. That's like a really sweet printing. That's one of the coolest Old Border cards, I feel like.
Michael had an interesting take on that, because his thoughts is if this isn't for Vintage, Commander, or Legacy, it's a weird card to him to be included, or Popper. And Field of Ruin to him is that, right? He was like, why modern players don't need to old border their deck, so why is this card being included versus Ghost Quarter, right? Or something. And I agree with you. I think this card's really sweet. And I think even modern players are gonna really appreciate these old border cards.
I mean, as a modern player, I always liked having a mixture of, you know, weird, cool cards, old border Lightning Bolt, stuff like that. Like it never bothered me to have a split of it. So I just think it's a cool Field of Ruin. I just think it looks really dope.
At one point I wanted to buy every copy of Bajuka Bog and put them in a fire.
Because you hate that card so much? Because
I love it now. I think Bajuka Bog's really great, but it like an uncounterable way to remove my graveyard was something I was unemotionally able to handle when I was playing Vengevine and Standard.
And I started like putting, I mean, I like have it in like every single deck that I can in Gauntlet, just so I can like, I need as many of those effects as I possibly can.
Yep. I've taught you the power of graveyard hate being important.
Yes, you have.
And yeah, so that's pretty much, I mean, Slivers. It's interesting that there's going to be a bunch of Slivers in the set, but then Cloudstrike Sliver will be the one that doesn't affect your opponent's Slivers.
Yeah, Cloud Shredder. And that's a really sweet Sliver. It's from Horizons. That's really excellent.
I don't see it. Oh, no, it's in the regular set. There's the 5-mana Mythic Sliver is in the set, is here.
Yeah, Legion, not Sliver Legion.
Sliver Legion.
Yeah, and Sliver Legion is like worth a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, that was the like, and there's the mythic that's going to be worth a ton of money, Sliver Legion.
Can't wait to talk about the set. Well, I'm sure we'll do more of a set review of the actual set next week once the whole thing is previewed. But as far as the time shifted sheet goes, guys, that was our quick review of it. We thank you all so much for watching, for listening to what we're doing here on the show. Be sure to go to patreon.com/the MMcast. for us to keep doing the show, for us to be able to bring you this content as consistently as we do, your support means everything to us, guys. So if you want to go and become a patron today, it would mean a lot to us. We are really putting in a lot of work trying to make this show, this channel, even better. So please help support us there. And if you can't donate for any reason, I totally understand. Just hit a thumbs up on this video, hit subscribe, and of course, leave a comment. What's your favorite old border card in the whole set? That's a big thing you can do to help us.
Yep. And there's a whole bunch of bonus content. We did a whole talk about the Marvel movies and Infinity War, and also kind of just like how TV has changed and how WandaVision kind of fits into that before the episode that's patron exclusive. Also, this video comes out immediately. So if you're a patron member, you get the audio and video versions of the episode unedited, but instantly. As soon as we're done recording, you're going to upload this to Patreon. So definitely check it out. It really helps. And thank you to, and please like and subscribe and comment which old board. I guess the question I have is, do you think old border is cool as a modern player, as a modern day player? What is this set for you, or is this something that you're just not going to be interested in?
Yeah, we'd love to know, guys.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.